get into it.
Our program today, as we mentioned at the outset here, we have clips that we've collected from happenings around town, as well as individual man in the street sort of interviews with people asking them about their holiday memories. And we're going to kick it off with a clip that we took from the Holiday Spectacular show that KRFY put on at the Panada on December 5th. And this first one is musicians Brendan and Caitlin with their song that they came in with. They sang several songs. We're going to actually, hopefully, we'll have a second one from them as well here. But this is a 4.5 minutes of some wonderful local music that happened at the Panada for the Holiday Spectacular.
Yep, this is Caitlin Shook and Brandon Kelty. Here we go. We'll be right back. Enjoy the music.
Brendan Kelty is our lead performer here. Caitlin, kind enough to join him on short notice. Thank you very much.
Just hopped on.
Yeah. hey, how's the holiday season going? How's Thanksgiving?
So good.
Good. All right. Things picking up here at the Panada Theater. You're pretty busy.
Oh, yeah. December's nuts.
Yeah. Thanks for making room for our little radio show. You're listening to the Panhandle Community Radio Holiday Spectacular, the 88.5 KRFY Holiday Spectacular, our third annual and our first one here on the big stage at the Panada Theater.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day. Save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father, this blessed angel came. Then unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. Now that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Oh, star of wonder, star. Star with royal beauty bright, westward beating, still proceeding, guide us by perfect light.
Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again.
Gentlemen, let nothing you dismay.
gentlemen, let nothing you dismay.
And we just heard Caitlin Shook and Brendan Kelty. That was from the Holiday Spectacular that KRFY put on at the Panada on December 5th. A little clip of that. And that was beautiful. We have so much talent in this town.
We do. Yeah. We're going to hear some more as we go through the morning.
Too. Right. Yeah. We have some great stuff lined up. I had an opportunity to sit down with friend of the station, Nancy Girth, and we talked about what, you know, what does Christmas mean to her and what came up for her. And here's a little clip of that interview that I had in her living room the other day. We'll be right back.
I'm here now with Nancy Girth, a Sandpoint citizen, and we're going to talk about what we've been talking about today, the meaning of Christmas, maybe, or the holiday season, which is in full swing right now, and some memories, possibly. So thank you very much, Nancy, for saying yes to talking to me today.
I'm delighted to be here.
Well, why don't we start with a memory of holidays?
I have a lot of good memories about holidays, hardly any bad memories. Watching It's a Wonderful Life, for example. But today, I have a memory that's much better than all of them. And it happened, I was out this morning, it's a horrible day, it's raining, I had all these things to do. I haven't bought my Christmas presents yet, I'm not a good wrapper. And I was at the post office to try to straighten out a delivery that I had actually mailed a present and they didn't deliver it. And there was a long line of people behind me and I was hot. And so we finally got through that and the post office took care of it and nobody in line was pushy or angry. And I went out into the lobby to put my soaking wet coat on and there was a man standing at the door and he opened the door and held it for me. And I looked at him and I said, I have to put my coat on. I'm fine. I'll get it after my coat's on. And he just stood there. He didn't say anything. He just kept holding the door open. So I got my coat on, and I walked through the door and thanked him. And I said, you didn't have to do that. And he smiled, and he said, you never know what will happen if you wait. And it had an enormous effect on me. It changed my whole attitude toward this Christmas, because I realized that I could make this Christmas as good as I want to make it. So I want to thank him, first of all, for doing that.
He really touched you.
Mm-hmm.
And you were in a place where you got it.
I got it.
Yeah, that's
and
beautiful.
I got the Christmas spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to say that it made me also remember that people in Sandpoint are really nice.
Yeah, we live in a beautiful community.
For all we know, people in the whole world are really nice.
Yeah.
And I want to just say thank you to Sandpoint.
Mm-hmm. To bring out the kindness, he showed you that. It was a beautiful gift in the moment.
Yeah.
And with that spirit in mind, what is your wish for this holiday season?
Keep it up, Sandpoint.
Basically, keep it up, Sandpoint.
And I'll do my best, too.
Yep. It's all we can do. Mm-hmm. So, Nancy Girth, thank you so much for talking with me for this little brief picture of your memories of Christmas, which was today, from today, and your wishes for the holidays ahead that are happening right now.
And it's so good to see your smiling face.
Oh, thank you.
I think I heard some tears there, Susie, when you were talking with her.
Well, it really touched Nancy, what happened at the post office.
Yeah. A small kindness.
Yeah.
And her message there was, let's keep that going.
Keep it up, Sandpoint.
Okay, now we're going to hear a little clip that I grabbed at the chamber luncheon last Thursday. This is the Sandpoint Heist choir playing the choir, singing the Choir of the Bells. They were terrific. Let's listen to this. It's only a minute and a half.
From everywhere, filling the air. Oh, what a crowd, raising the shout. Oh, hear the dance, seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how the crowd praising the star, out of the dance, out of the town. Hey, 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 while people sing songs of good cheer, Christmas is here. Merry, 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 merry,
merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry,
merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry,
merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry,
merry, merry, merry, merry, merry,
merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry,
merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry,
merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, merry, I love Christmas lights. I think that turning them into winter lights is such a great idea, especially being so far north. It gets so dark so early here, so it's definitely a fun time to celebrate with lots of lights around town.
Well, the good news about the dark thing is on the 21st of December, every day starts getting longer.
And I'm so excited for that.
We're still at De Luna's, and now we're talking with
Dan Clow.
Dan.
And Barb Haben.
And Barb. Do you guys live here in Sandpoint?
I do.
I do not.
Okay, you're visiting.
Yes.
Okay, well, quick impression of Sandpoint.
I love Sandpoint. It is so much fun and freeing and delightful.
Well, this time of year is really kind of a neat time to be here, I think. So, Dan, start with you. What's one of your favorite things about Christmas?
Well, we had a neighbor lady next door, Mrs. Rudy, and she would make homemade cinnamon rolls. And then we would always ask her mom, has she brought them yet? And she'd make a candy cane one, and then she made a tray of the gooey rolls. And the funny story is one Christmas, my brother put them under his bed and acted like she never brought them, and he ate them all. And we never let him forget it because we thought Mrs. Rudy forgot us that Christmas.
That's like a Halloween trick right there.
So it was definitely her cinnamon rolls were our big favorite thing.
Okay. Barb, how about you? Do you have a favorite Christmas tradition or thing you like?
I have a favorite memory. My mom used to make homemade Spritz cookies with butter. And
what are Spritz cookies?
They're little butter cookies with powdered sugar.
Oh, okay.
And they are the best cookies. And my mom used to make like dozens of them because we had six kids.
Are those like the round ones?
Yeah, they're yeah.
You're right.
And she would make them all day. One day she would make all these cookies, and then us kids couldn't find the cookies. We didn't know what happened to the cookies. And so we started searching the whole house. And we found them in the freezer, and they were in Tupperware containers marked asparagus, beets.
And sounds like another cookie theft to me.
And then when Christmas Eve came and my mom went to get the cookies out, there was no cookies. We had found them and eaten all of them, and all of us prefer our cookies frozen now.
No kidding.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah, it's like a cookie popsicle.
Yes. They have more bite, and their sugar just, it's right there.
So, Barb, will you be here for Christmas?
Actually, no. I am going to Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, well, that's a little different.
So,
yeah. Okay. Well, have a great Christmas in Savannah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, good job there, Chris, getting man and woman on the street and a few kids in the background.
Yeah, that's at De Luna's, and you could hear that next table had an active little toddler.
Well, that's fun. There were some nice memories and some good wishes and thoughts about our holiday ahead. And up next, we have something more from the Holiday Spectacular that KRFY put on a few weeks ago. This is Jatiel Lund being introduced by Jack Peterson. He is, well, why don't you say what you, he's such a unique human being, and it was really fun.
They'll get it when they hear the clip, and Jack brings him on. It's pretty fun. He has two songs here, so this little clip runs about 9 minutes.
Okay, here we go. Jatiel Lund.
Please welcome to the stage Mr. Jatiel Lund, who's going to perform some original songs for you tonight.
Hi, my name's Jatiel. I'm from I'm from Ponder Point. Are there any Ponder Pointers in the house? Nice. Yeah, I love Ponder Point. Well, anyways, I feel so grateful to be here. You know, KRFY is so supportive. Before this show, Jack took me aside and he said, listen, kid, if you pull any of those stunts on stage again like you did last time on where you were on air,
I did say something.
I'm gonna
like
bury
that.
You in the ground. That's what he said. He said, your music career is never gonna see the light of day. Last time, we got slammed with so many FCC fines that I don't know if we could handle it again. KRFY is gonna go down bankrupt. That's what he said, and so I'm just really grateful he's giving me a second chance. Yeah. And I promise I won't screw it up this time.
Thank you. Thank you, Jatiel. We're going to hold you to that. What would you like to perform for us tonight? I understand some original tunes.
Yeah, I wrote a bunch. I'm a songwriter, and I wrote a bunch of Christmas and winter themed songs. And this first one is probably the stupidest song I've ever written. And it's called Santa Lives in Clark Fork. And this is, and I'll just go into it.
All right.
Santa lives in Clark Fork, wears a red hat on his head, judges all the youngsters, and he doesn't trust the feds. He ain't giving out any more presents, he's only rolling coal. Got his sleigh lifted when he left. Out of there when the taxes got too high. Now he lives up rapid lightning with a no trespassing sign. Oh, camouflage, needs it when he's at the bar hiding from Mrs. Claus. And he goes to Heron, Montana at least once a week, gets his Christmas cheer at the dispensary. If you're cruising down Highway 2, don't dare to get too close. He might just fly his sleigh off, right off the road. Look out. And I woke up Christmas morning, got my stocking and looked in, found a North 40 gift card and a pack full of Zins. And when I got to Taryn, underneath the tree, oh boy, what did it say here? Got a tackle box and some Bud Light 24. Just for me.
Right.
And up on the rooftops, there was no sleigh bells rung, just the country music radio and a diesel engine hum. Oh, yeah, that's it.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Jatia Lund! Jatia Lund, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was fantastic. Thank you, Jatia. You totally redeemed yourself.
Yeah.
Welcome back to KRFY, the happy family.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks. This next song I wrote, does anyone here work at Schweitzer? Anyone here work at Schweitzer? I wrote it in hopes that, because I love Schweitzer, and I've skied at Schweitzer all my life, but recently I started like playing music and playing shows a bunch, like all over the country, and so I'm like really poor now, so I can't ski at Schweitzer anymore. And so I wrote a song kind of just about my life skiing at Schweitzer and how much I love it, in the hopes that some Schweitzer big wig might hear it and give me a free pass or something, or a couple free day passes maybe.
This is as good a chance as any, I would say, tonight.
Yeah, I think so. I knew I had a big audience. This is really the only reason I agreed to this.
Thank you, Jatil. This is Jatil Lund, live at the Panada Theater.
January 26, 2003. I came out screaming and bloody. I was a real deal powder shredding baby. And you know that still is me. And the first chance I could, I hit the tracks. 2 weeks old in my mom's backpack. Got my first pair and I didn't look back. Snow plowing down Sam's Alley, so let me ski for free. Let me ski for free. I'm broke as a joke, got no place to be. Could wash dishes in the lodge, smoke weed and run the quad. But you know that life, it ain't for me. And when I was in high school, picked up the guitar. Now I'm 22 years old and I live in a car. I'm not around often, but I don't go far away from Bonner County. And I got friends from Priest River to the Montana line, from Sagal to where the Kootenai wine, and up the upper pack where the river runs blue. Won't you let them ski for free too? So let us ski for free. Let us ski for free. Lord knows you got the money. You can build a new parking lot, sell burgers 20 bucks a pop. But here's a good thought, why do you not free me up a pass and let me ski for free?
And that was a little clip from the Holiday Spectacular KRFY hosted on December 5th, that was Kajil Lund. And that was really fun. What a talented young man. What a coot. Yeah,
those were original songs, of course. And hopefully Schweitzer was listening and they'll give that young man a ski pass.
I think he deserves it.
Yeah, you would think.
What's up next, Chris?
Okay, so here we have a couple. These are memories that I grabbed. And one is of a young woman named Brooke. And I got her on First Avenue, just outside of the Nutcracker performance that was happening on Saturday. And then we have a couple of very young ladies, Wren and Pepper. And these are just short one-minute clips about their memories and what they're looking for out of the Christmas season.
Should we say who these people are?
Well, we'll circle back.
Here. Okay, yeah. Here's Brooke and then Wren and Pepper.
Okay, we're on First Avenue, and I'm talking with Brooke. Brooke, how long have you lived in Sandpoint?
I was born and raised here, so pretty much my whole life.
Okay, give us a favorite memory of Sandpoint from growing up here.
I would say probably ice skating in the wintertime when the lake would freeze over.
Here in town or on City Beach? Or
Like down by the pier.
Yeah, are you a good ice skater?
I used to be.
Yeah. Well, how about something that's specifically about Christmas?
When they first light up all the trees and then being able to drive downtown on First Street and seeing all the trees light up.
Yeah, and we still get to do that.
Yep.
Okay, thank you, Brooke.
You're welcome. What's your name? Merry Christmas.
What's your name? Pepper? No. Okay, Pepper and Wren. Tell me something that you like about Christmas.
I like Christmas trees and the how the way they light up.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like how they light up.
You like that too, huh, Pepper?
I like that kind.
Okay, well, we got a Christmas tree right here, and you like that one, huh?
With the star on top.
Yeah. Are you going to get something special for Christmas?
Yes.
What do you want?
I want Oh, I want a huggy bear that when you hug it, it squeezes you back.
Okay, that sounds like a pretty good one.
It's just like Sister Bear.
Okay. Okay, Ren, thank you. Hope you have the best Christmas ever.
No, I'm going to do it again.
Okay. Who are Ren and Pepper?
Okay, well, I just realized that, you know, Brooke's my daughter-in-law, so the mother of my grandchildren, and Pepper, my grandgirls. But I just realized that Ren, these were taped completely different times. Actually, I did Ren and Pepper first when they were at our house visiting. And I just realized that Ren likes lights and Brooke likes lights on the trees. So there you go.
Like, it's magical.
Like mother, like daughter. Yeah.
Okay, up next we have a clip from the Sandpoint High School Choir. This is the Holly and the Ivy.
It's just 2 minutes.
It's 2 minutes. We'll be right back. Was the high school choir, Sandpoint High School Choir, Holly and the Ivy. Up next we have, what do we have, Chris?
So we're going to hear another clip from the Holiday Spectacular, and this is a reading by Zach Hagedorn, and it's fairly hilarious, if you ask me. Okay. I guess we can jump to it.
Okay, here we go.
Here we have, welcome to the stage, Mr. Zach Hagedorn. He's the editor-in-chief of the Sandpoint Reader. Catch his byline every week on Thursday, and we're getting the microphone set up here. Zach is also the author of a forthcoming collection of pieces called Zach in the Box. It's an unbound loose leaf shuffle of papers in a handsome cardboard box. Look for that forthcoming collection, Zach in the Box.
Annotated by Jack Peterson.
Yeah. And you're going to read a story for us, aren't you, Zach?
That's the plan, yeah.
Okay. What's the title of this story?
The title of the story is An Old Dog Tries and Fails to Learn a New Trick.
Perfect.
And
is there anything else you need to tell us about the
story?
Well,
by way of introduction, yeah. I mean, this is a story about an unfortunate experience that I had in the winter of 2023 in the company of my wife and two kids. So,
okay.
If you get anything out of this, I hope that it is enjoyment of a little slice of seasonal schadenfreude. I was embarrassed, so you don't have to be.
Okay. Zach Hagedorn, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. An old dog tries and fails to learn a new trick. Here is a list of North Idaho activities at which I suck, am mediocre or lack experience in, and have tried but frankly don't like doing, in some kind of rough order. Swimming, felling trees, building things, playing a stringed instrument, piloting any non-human powered watercraft, axe throwing, backpacking, adventure camping, strenuous biking, cornhole, golfing, hunting, identifying plants and animals, running for pleasure, court or field sports of any kind, ice skating, skateboarding, flying around in small aircraft, and mud bogging. Now, having been born in Sandpoint to a family of multi-generational locals, this is a record of blasphemous incompetencies and outright failures. But perhaps the biggest among them is my almost complete unfamiliarity with any snow sports other than sledding, snowshoeing, and driving on the ice. The last one I am very good at. That is right. I can count on 2/5 of one hand the number of times that I have been to Schweitzer with the intent to descend a slope at speed. Those instances occurred in the years 1990 and 1993, and I did not enjoy them, to say the least. The first time was when I rode a bus to the mountain with all the other fourth graders from Segal Elementary to learn how to ski. I remember that day as a series of terrifying, violent wrecks, followed by my decision simply to sit on my skis and slide down the bunny hill. That resulted in the most severe muscle aches that I have experienced to date. The second, and I believe last time, was when a friend's dad took us night skiing in sixth grade, and I ended up nearly concussing myself on a mogul somewhere near the top of Midway. In the hope that my own kids won't miss out so thoroughly on the many joys of living in a resort town, my wife and I have encouraged their participation in many of these activities from a young age. This winter, they have become adept at cross-country skiing. And 30 years after my rejection of anything involving waxed sticks on snow, I decided to give it a go. I was even a little excited about it. It's supposed to be an excellent beginner's sport, and akin to taking a walk in the woods, which I'm actually good at too. I worked up the notion that I would provide a good example at the same time. See, kids, it's a good thing to try stuff you've never done before. Also something about old dogs and new tricks. So we went up to Pine Street Woods, which is a fabulous place any time of the year, and rented me a pair of boots, skis, and poles. I know how much my wife and kids have grown to enjoy cross-country skiing, so it felt good to let them take the lead and teach me the ropes. My 10-year-old son even clipped me in, because I didn't know how to do that. Things went okay for the first 30 minutes or so, until I started to feel the slightest bit confident and picked up a little bit of downhill speed. That almost immediately turned into a careening nightmare, and every rotten 30-year-old skiing memory came rushing back. Any attempt at stopping or even slowing failed. I started to flail left and right, just as a nice lady and her young son were coming up the hill. In an emergency effort to avoid plowing into them, I threw myself off the trail, directly toward a tree, and made peace with the fact that I was almost certainly going to break something. They glided past as I lay there, looks of concern, pity on their faces, and asked if I was all right. I laughed it off and waited for them to pass, then struggled back up the hill to my family. By then, I was full of anxiety, reactivated childhood trauma, and middle-aged embarrassment. My son, who was 10, had disappeared, swooshing off on some trail by himself. My wife and daughter were compassionate, and we turned back. I tried to regain some composure on my own, taking what I thought would be an easier route back to safety. I wrecked again. Then once more. And another time. When we all met up again, I was in the middle of saying something about how I couldn't figure out how to control my speed and fell from a stationary position. That was it. I tore off the skis and started the walk of shame back to the rental center. It was a pathetic sight. A 40-something-year-old man huffing and wheezing through the snow on foot, while his 8-year-old daughter skied perfectly fine, slowly alongside him, trying to cheer him up. Both the kids were sympathetic and supportive all the way home, even as my hands shook with adrenaline and shame, reminding me that at least there's something I've done right.
Well, there was a little clip from the Holiday Spectacular. That was Zach Hagedon, the editor-in-chief of the Sandpoint Reader. And up next, we have a clip from the Nutcracker, as you pulled that off, right, Chris?
Yeah, I was fortunately, when we were watching the Nutcracker, we were sitting right up near the front. This is, again, Allegro Dance Studio had the Nutcracker at the Panada, and this is the North Idaho Philharmonia. And then right after that, we're going to hear a memory, Susie, from
Jim Healy. Yeah. He was in the studio the other day, and I said, hey, Jim, let's talk about Christmas for a minute. And he did an interview with me, and it was really fun.
It runs about 5 minutes.
So those will be back to back. We'll be right back. And we're going to run a little bit past 9 o'clock today because we just have a lot of really fun Sandpoint sounds.
The song we have lined up after Jim speaks is one you definitely want to hear. It's by Caitlin Shook.
That was stunning.
Yeah.
Jeez. But we'll be right back after the Jim Healy interview. Here you go. Well, here, I'm now here with Jim Healy. He's the host of the KRFY Folk Show on Thursday nights from 9 to 10, and also a co-host for the Thursday morning show with Jack Peterson. Thanks for stopping by, Jim, to talk a little bit about the holiday season that is in full swing. And so we just are trying to get a sense of our community and how people look at this holiday Christmas season. So what are some of your thoughts about this holiday Christmas season?
Okay. I can go in many directions with this, Susie. I would much rather focus in on, I've got wonderful holiday memories, and probably one that stands out the most, probably will alienate some folks. After we would come home from midnight mass, that my mother and my aunt and my grandfather, we would gather on the table and have gelatinized pig's feet with a dark bread. My mother would boil the pig's feet with onions and garlic and some celery and put them into Pyrex dishes. And we would, and then on the back porch, we had a very, I grew up in Indiana, and so it was always cold back there. And we'd come home and have like a pumpernickel bread or something. And I'm the only one of the four kids who loved, and my mother would also do ham hocks in there to get some more meat. But that's one of my favorite memories that would pull me through midnight mass.
So cold winter night, midnight mass, but there you were with your family on the back porch with this scrumptious dish. Where do you think this tradition came from? Because it sounds like it was throughout your childhood.
My mother was a first generation American. Her parents emigrated from small villages south of Vienna, Austria. And so this is typical of many old world traditions where every part of the animal was used. And I know it sounds gross, but boy, I love them.
And pig's feet. Okay.
Yes. Gelatin, not pickled, but gelatinized pig's feet.
So that's a fond memory. And,
yes.
And you grew up in Indiana and you had four children in the family, mom and dad. And were there relatives that came over for Christmas Day?
I grew up with 13 cousins. And we grew up together with every Christmas, every New Year's, every July 4th, every birthday, every holiday you can imagine, all of us together. So it was, I was very blessed to have a series of aunts and uncles who got along with each other. And so all of us cousins who are now spread out all over the United States, we're like brothers and sisters.
Rich family tradition there. So when you think about how it is now, I know a lot of people talk about it's so commercialized. And what would be something you would maybe send out as a Christmas wish or a Christmas thought about our current world and how we could do better or what we could bring into this season of love and hope?
I think more than anything else, it'd be reflect upon this past year and your family and friends and how incredibly blessed we all are with people who are around us and support us and who love us. I think that is more important than anything that you can buy in a store or get online. I think a handwritten letter, a postcard, a Christmas card, just letting the people in your life know that you love them.
Well, that's beautiful. I think that's wonderful, actually. So what are you looking at for this Christmas? Presence is always part of it. But as we get older, it's not like we need a lot more stuff. What do you have any present wish?
Yeah, I have sent a roundabout message to family members that no more clothes items. I've got enough clothes items, whether it be shirts or sweaters or socks, that to last me a lifetime. But my plans are I'm heading out to Virginia. I have two sisters and their families, plus a nephew and his family that are going to be out over in Virginia celebrating the holidays. So I'm not wild about airports at this time of year. Plus, from here, flying out of Spokane, going through Minneapolis, which is like a snowball.
So your sisters' names are Kathy and
Marie.
Marie. So you'll be back east. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
Doing a lot of Christmas baking, making kiflis and Mexican wedding cookies and date pinwheels and on. So, yeah. And kolach, too. We'll make some kolach.
What's kolach?
Kolach is a nut filling. You can also use a poppy seed filling. It is a bread, but it's more like a pastry.
Well, we hope that your holiday Christmas time is just wonderful. Thanks for stopping into the studio and talking to us about your memories and hopes.
You have a wonderful holiday, Susie, and also wishing the best to 88.5 KRFY.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Jim Healy. So that was Jim Healy, an interview, mm-hmm. a little bit about his Christmas. What's up next, Chris?
Okay, we're going to hear our last clip from the Holiday Spectacular. And although I have many favorites from that show, this one is just gorgeous. It's Caitlin Shook. She's playing with Brendan Kelty. And the song here is Merry Little Christmas. I think she's backed up by the Minnesota Connection here, by the way. But I believe that Jack will come on and introduce her in this clip. This is for a little less than 5 minutes.
And when we talk about the Minnesota Connection, that was the house band.
The house band.
And the reason it's called the Minnesota Connection is because Fern Peterson bid on the rights to name the band during our fall online auction. And Fern Peterson is from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Happens to be related to Jack Peterson.
Yeah, there's the connection, I'd say.
Yeah. So here we are. This is a beautiful, stunning rendition of...
Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, yeah. And it's kind of a medley, actually, I think.
Okay, we're going to try this. Everybody, we're trying something here. No rehearsal. They're going to do it in the key of G, and we're going to see what happens. You're listening to the 2025 Holiday Spectacular... Live on the radio on 88.5 KRFY.
This is show business, baby.
Here's Caitlin Shook.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight.
All right, you guys are still.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us will gather near to us once more. Someday soon, we all will be together. If the fates allow, until then,
And that was Caitlin Shook. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Talent in this town, Chris. You heard the fiddle player on the Minnesota Connection House Band.
Tremendous, yeah.
Tremendous. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what's coming up? We're going to do back-to-back and go out now pretty soon. But I want to remind people that if you didn't get to hear the whole thing, we're going to put it on our website, Today's Morning Show, as a podcast. You can go back.
But then they can hear the whole Holiday Spectacular on Saturday.
The 20th.
That's this Saturday. What's the
7.
Time? At 7 p.m. So be sure to tune in for that. And you can hear some of these great sounds again. So we're going to hear one more memory. This is one I captured at Church Street, roaming around town with my trusty iPhone to capture some sounds here and some memories. And then we'll come back with a couple more words, and we'll play a couple more clips from the North Idaho Philharmonia at the Nutcracker and the SHS Choir.
Okay, well, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas. We will not be here for the next two Wednesdays. We're going to take holiday break and be back January 7th for the Wednesday morning show.
Yeah. So, holiday break.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Enjoy the rest of the morning show. We have the memory, the Nutcracker clip, and the Sandpoint High School Choir up next. Thanks for listening.
We're on Church Street now, and I'm talking with Ginny. Ginny, thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Good morning.
And I want to ask you, do you have a favorite Christmas memory?
Oh, geez, yes, I do. So when I was a small child, we would spend Christmases at my granny and gramps' house. And usually we would spend Christmas Eve, so we'd spend the night there. And then on Christmas morning, none of the children were allowed downstairs. We would have to wait on the winding staircase.
Oh, boy, must have built an awful lot of anticipation.
It was a beautiful memory. My granny had decorated the banisters with garland and lights, and you know, you sat on the stairs waiting and waiting and waiting, but you got familiar with all the smells, the cinnamon rolls, the coffee, the laughter, and the sound of music. All these things kind of incorporated into your memory and your mind about just how special Christmas is.
Yeah,
and then they would call us down when it was time to open presents. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's got to be a really warm memory.
Yeah.
So did your grandma decorate the house before then, or would you just wake up and it all of a sudden would be kind of decorated?
Some of it was decorated before, but then there were special things that didn't happen until Christmas Eve night when we were all asleep.
Mm-hmm. And how many brothers and sisters, or how many grandkids were there all told?
My father was from a family of 8 children, and then for myself, I just had one sibling.
But you had a lot of cousins.
Yeah. I'm the oldest of, I think, 32 cousins.
Whoa.
So now there's a lot.
Yeah, that's great. Well, that's a wonderful Christmas memory. Thanks for sharing that.
No problem.